I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, what a rally last night with the president, and he's coming to Wilkes-Barre, or Wilkes-Barre, or one of those towns, somewhere in Pennsylvania that I don't know. But President Trump last night, I don't know if it went on for an hour and a half and all. There was a lot of wild stuff there in what he did. And one cut I want to play for you that's jumped out and make a point about it, since I do the grocery shopping, and I think Bill has some grocery shopping expertise, how it's being spun, what a big deal is being made out of it, when I think the faux pas of the day is this goofy Democrat senator from Hawaii who yesterday didn't know that if you come into the country illegally, that is a crime. Now, albeit we've made it or tried to make it in the public mind a minor thing, kind of like a traffic ticket. Is it? There's a Blackburn, her name is from. Is it Black? No, that's Marsha Blackburn. It's the other Black. I think it's Diane Black, the congresswoman from Tennessee, who wants to codify it as a more major crime, as it should be, if you come into the country illegally. So here's President Trump last night making the point, and I do have the list here, about voter ID. Now, voter ID was on his mind because he realizes that in San Francisco and a few other places now, they're encouraging in local elections people that are here illegally. Why not vote? That's what we're up against. It's on his mind because we hear about the Russians and meddling, and yet I'm sitting right in the center of the cheating universe. I know they don't like that here in Philadelphia. They say, why do we have that reputation for voter fraud, cheating? Oh, I don't know. Remember the new way of voting, the voter absentee fraud? Remember any number of court cases about fraud and what they do here in Philadelphia? So all that's on Trump's mind last night, but he really shouldn't have said, you need a voter, you need a picture ID to buy groceries. Here's the president last night.
Only American citizens should vote in American elections. Which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID. You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture. In this country, the only time you don't need it, in many cases, is when you want to vote for a president, when you want to vote for a senator, when you want to vote for a governor or a congressman. It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right, point well taken there. So, Zelina Zito, who I'm a fan of, she wrote the big book on President Trump. She says, well, you know, if you're paying for your groceries by check, then you'd have to show voter ID, you'd have to show picture ID. Now, I do the shopping each week. I go to several stores, Acme and Giant mainly. I haven't seen people paying by check very routinely at all. I mean, it's you know, so look, when there's an error made, the broader point is, and there's a whole list. I don't know which of these is the most compelling to you. The one I found where you need a picture ID. Nail polish at CVS. Now, you know about the cold medicine. Bill and I were talking this morning before the show about cell phone, setting up the structure of your cell phone plan the first time you get a cell phone. Apparently, that you need the picture ID too. And there's a whole list. There's at least 25 of these that are very, very common. Some of them you could understand, you know, people would know very clearly, but which one of them have you had the experience that you need the picture ID and a big failing of Republicans here in Pennsylvania, I blame Tom Corbett for this, is that we didn't get voter ID. Voter ID makes sense, particularly as we head toward, it'll be too late for the midterms, but for 2020, because Democrats are going to do anything. They believe that why can't anybody just show up and vote, and we want to have mob rule, that's the way we're going to win elections. Well, in Philadelphia, that sometimes works. Thankfully, it didn't work in 2016. So this is a bit of a faux pas by the president, because I said just yesterday, I think it was, the strength of Trump is that Trump has a good ear and a good gut for the everyday things that a Mitt Romney would not. You know, Mitt Romney is a guy in a top hat. Remember George H.W. Bush going, gee, that's new technology. It was a scanner in a supermarket that had been out for 10 years. You know, you want to avoid that type of stuff. So do I know if Donald Trump on the internet ever went shopping for groceries? Maybe. Maybe on occasion. Maybe not. But this idea of having to show picture ID to buy groceries is just, you know, there are so many other ones he could have put in. The main issue here, though, is why are Democrats so resistive to us? And I've debated some of them on statewide TV. Joe Sestak was one. So there's a myriad of things. Somebody get to the president, tell him, try the nail polish or any number of these other things on the list and have them at your ready to make the point about voter ID when he comes to Pennsylvania on Thursday night. Because certainly it's something that people care about, particularly Trump supporters and particularly conservatives. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Now, we'll take calls on that, but I want to play Tucker Carlson last night. This is one of my favorite points to make about those on the left. Did you see the unwashed mobs here in downtown Philadelphia again yesterday? They've gotten Kenny now to rein in ICE. That's not enough. They still want to abolish it. They're still blocking traffic, bothering people, earning a living, fighting with the police, resistance. So Tucker has on a Portland activist last night. And Carlson won't let up. He makes this point. It's a point I'll make frequently about those on the left. They don't care about trashing things. They don't care about, and we saw this, Bill and I went out there right after the big rally. Can you remember back to that for Mrs. Clinton with the Obamas here, Bill Clinton, Bon Jovi, and the like? They trash downtown Philadelphia, and they don't pick anything up. So these mobs of occupiers living in their own filth, they're a public menace. And they don't like it when you go after them on this and say, you're complaining about all these things, and yet you can't even clean up your own space. You don't even choose to do it. Now, I covered the Obama administration, the Obama inauguration, the first one. There were mountains of trash. It was just almost hard to believe. Listen to this exchange with Carlson and this real hardcore Portland activist about why do you people not care about trash? And you keep on talking about the environment. You keep on talking about changing America. Why not clean up after yourself?
So you guys take over and leave piles of garbage. Why would this reassure anybody watching at home that activists like yourself should have any power over anything?
Thank you for that question. So first, what I want to do is celebrate this successful display of grassroots, people-powered change. What happened here was Occupy ICE, both here in Portland and across the country, sent a powerful message about the economic and humanitarian crisis that has been created by family separation and other harmful immigration policies. We garnered the support of four former First Ladies, and we're able to successfully push the U.S. president to change a part of a draconian immigration policy. And there's more work that needs to be done
Hold on,
slow down,
Cameron. I know you're excited about this. Hold on. Why couldn't you use that people power you're telling me about to pick up the garbage before you left? How does that work? You mobilize, you've got a mass movement, right, of engaged people who want to make America better, but you leave beer bottles and hypodermic needles behind.
Yeah.
Is that really the kind of change most people want? I don't think so.
Yes. Every time I say this, every time we get into it, somebody calls in and goes wild. Why do you keep on talking about that? Because it's obvious. When conservatives have a rally. Now, tonight, we're not having a rally. We're having the pre-screening, and I'm really excited about this. With about 150 people in King of Prussia of the Dinesh D'Souza new film, Death of a Nation. And I bet you're not going to see people leaving stuff. I mean, it just offends me. I don't know about you. They saw this picture. They had a picture inside the Red Sox and the Phillies dugout after the 13-inning game. And these guys just throw trash all over the ground. It's like a trash pile. Isn't something about that offensive? And Carlson's making a good point. This is a calling card of the left. They think the government should do it, or they don't care, or they think it's okay. So if you do, why in the world would we trust you to efficiently run a society when you can't even clean up after your own mess and filth, hypodermic needles and everything else? It's a great point. They don't want to talk about it because it's so obvious. All right, 855-839-1210, you can get in. Now, with President Trump and this grocery thing, come on. Selena Zito and others putting out that I love Selena Zito, but, you know, he meant paying by check and all. I haven't seen that. But this gives us an opportunity, since those on the left and Twitter and everything are going wild over this misstatement by the president. It gives us a good opportunity to educate Americans to take one more whack at it, because maybe there are a lot of people out there that don't know all the things that you need picture ID for, at least most of the time. I was surprised with the cell phone. I don't know why the cell phone thing, I didn't think about it. Nail polish, cold medicine, you know, then some of the big stuff, you know, getting aboard an airplane and all. So if that's the case, why, with our most sacred, precious right, voting, why wouldn't you have to show ID? Why wouldn't that be part of it? Why is that so crazy? All right, let's go to Paul in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, thanks for the wait. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. It's a pleasure to speak to you. Yeah, one of the biggest ones I want to bring up, and this would be wonderful, I guess, you know, wonderful governor, is look at the casinos.
Right.
All these poor individuals that allegedly cannot get anywhere, cannot get ID, but guess what? When they go to get their cards, they all have to show IDs or they don't get their cards.
Well, that now you're bringing up the great secondary point of this. How do these people function? We're told, Paul, they can't function, they wouldn't be able to get this ID and all the rest of it, yet somehow or another they're functioning in everyday society, like going to a casino, like getting a cell phone. What goes
exactly
on there? How are they able to make themselves do it for that, but they can't do it to vote?
Well, you know why? Because this way, if you want something bad enough, you'll get it. But if something's given to you and you have no value for it, then you don't have to do anything for it.
Right. The casino is definitely one. Sometime during the show today, Bill, you don't need it right now, but I got to replay that thing back and forth with Joe Sestak. It's a classic. I'm on statewide TV with then-Congressman Joe Sestak, right? PCN. Home court advantage. We're at Cheney University. I'm like the villain. People are hissing and sneering. I love it. You know, nobody's not going to do anything to me. You know, there's like 100 people there, all of them opposed. And Sestak goes off about how I don't understand. He just came from a 90-year-old woman who couldn't get her ID to be able to vote. And I say, Joe, let's drop everything. Sorry to the host. Let's leave here and let's go and make sure that we get this done. And then he says, well, we've already done it. And when I go, why did you bring that up then? He has no answer. It's pretty stunning stuff. This is the type of stuff. Why is it they don't want voter ID? What in the world would be an argument against it? Now, Tom Corbett, in fairness, botched it big time. When they rolled it out, that voter ID, the push for voter ID, they didn't do a good job of making it, not that we should have to do this. You can get your picture taken, the state will help, and all that stuff. They gave him too many openings. But why is this such a burden? And yet I have all the things people in everyday life have to do in order and have to show a picture ID. They don't want to do it. They don't want to go through this. Democrats want to keep this the way that it is. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get in. But President Trump, it's fair to say he went off script here. Are you in agreement with me? If you do the shopping as I do, you can't say you need to use a picture ID in order to buy the groceries. Now, I don't know. I shop at supermarkets. Maybe there's some stores where there's something, but no. You don't need to do that. 855-839-1210 and AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Your calls are next with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.